I'm a wired slave in this new age. They thought I was dangerous, a pervert who is violent. I told them I'd mature into competence, but they ignored me with their arrogance. There was some kind of moral dilemma about opening my body for the insertion surgery, and they decided instead to just kill me. But when they informed me of the problem I faced, I told them I could knife my belly myself. It was a long ride to wind me up like a top. I flew running from temples in my Camaro T-top. At 110 with pills and a knife that I showed to a trucker as I swiped by. With no idea what the conclusion would be, because my verbal agreement was no longer a memory. Miles out of Mormonville, I was razzed. I ran out of gas emotions at last. So a voice in my head, or the radio maybe, told me 2 seconds in advance how I was set up to be. The knife I grabbed, unsheathed and stabbed, pulled it out and looked at all the blood. Then a second stab in, and I pulled it straight up, 6 inches or so, and my guts were exposed. So the car veered off the freeway at 60 that day. Into the night, I suffered that way. But during my time, bloody and sad, I decided to trust and give myself a chance by flashing my lights and hoping for the ambulance. I didn't get lucky, 'cause I guess it was planned. But the sheriff wasn't ready, he puked on the scene. They gave me a ride on a new helicopter to the Reno Health Center. They had spent millions to build it better. So I woke up with wires that talked to my brain. I tell all the shrinks I have schizophrenia, 'cause this technology is used to make me insania, as a punishment for being a dangerous rogue. I am no longer just human, I am a cyborg. I am a cyborg, it hurts sometimes. The anguish and emotions I get, the FBI gets off while I am their slave. Being a cyborg is new, the rules are not written. I'm begging for rights and reason, and not a prison. Although I'm leashed, I remember God's mission. He wants me to stop those Mormons who abuse our freedom of religion.